Thank you. Let's try it again. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right. Happy morning. Thank you. You're a little bit late, but you're there. Glad to see you this morning. Happy Mother's Day. What I'd like to do, I'd like to recognize two special mamas, and then we'll have all the mamas stand up. All right. We have a precious little child with us this morning. Where's he at? Where's he at? Katie, where are you?
Straight ahead.
All right, Katie, stand up with the baby. All right, now, before we introduce him, Brother Tim, he and the grandpa, stand up, Brother Tim. Introduce us to your newest grandson.
My grandson's name is Wiley Boo Slade. I started to call him Wiley Boo Slade, but his last name is not Boo Slade. It was Wiley Boo.
Amen. Hey, let's give him a hand this morning. Katie walking up with him. She had him slung across her arm this morning. I said, that's a mama right there. Yes, amen. So congratulations. And we have another mama. Even though the baby has not made the appearance yet, the baby is alive because the baby's in the womb. It's a live human being. And so, Jerry, would you introduce us to your grandchild soon to be born?
This is my daughter, Hannah Sullivan.
Jackson Jerry, amen. Praise the Lord. So what a special Mother's Day that is. Now, I'd like all the other mamas, grandmamas to stand up for us this morning. All the other mamas and grandmamas, stand up for us this morning. All right, so remain standing, okay? Now, here's what you have to do this morning, okay? This is a mandatory event, all right? If you didn't get your picture taken yet this morning, you are to go, as soon as church is over, to go outside and get your picture taken with your family. Don't look at me like that. All right, what we want to do, with that said, we want to take a picture of you, and then we're going to send you a picture of that picture. Okay, we'll send you a picture as our gift to you. And as you leave this morning, we've got plants outside for all the mamas to take as you leave this morning also. So let's give all the mothers another big round of applause. Hey, y'all can be seated now. Quit hogging the limelight. Amen. So glad to have you here this morning. Open your Bibles up to Proverbs chapter number 31 this morning. Proverbs chapter 31. I'm thankful for our mothers. I'm also thankful for the ladies in our lives that may not be a physical mom to us, but they have influenced our lives just like they are our mamas. And I praise God for them. Proverbs chapter 31, we're going to look at verse number 10. When I was going to college, all the lunkheaded boys would always say, I'm looking for a Proverbs 31 wife. And that became the theme of a lot of them. Well, bless God, I'm not going to marry a woman unless she meets all the standards of Proverbs chapter 31. But the problem is, they weren't willing to be an Ephesians chapter 5 husband.
Amen.
You can't expect somebody to live up to a standard that you're not willing to live up to yourselves. And so here in Proverbs chapter 31, this is not a standard saying, oh, ladies, you have to be this way. This is just God honoring the women in our lives and the way they can live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 10 says this. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and she buys it, and with the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is thick silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth, and wisdom and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now, when you read that, you're thinking, good night, I don't qualify. You look at all the work and all the effort and all the things that she does, and you notice that a lot of it's behind the scenes. This is not a description of a perfect woman. This is just a description of what God wants women to attain to. But don't try to compare yourself and say, well, I didn't meet this standard, so I'm not worthy. Absolutely not. Let me show you the most important one. Verse number 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Yes. Ladies, fear the Lord. Do the best you can do at your home. Some of you are fighting hell every moment of your lives. You're dealing with all kinds of things in your lives, not just mamas, but wives and women in general. You do what God has given you to do. You be the woman God has called you to be. With His strength. With His power. But men, do not take advantage of your wife. Support her in this. Help her in this. Praise her in this. Help her to be what God intends her to be. I praise God for our mamas. But I praise God for the women who are standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep on keeping on. Don't stop. You're making an influence in ways you have no idea about. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this morning. God, thank you that your word so clearly defines our rules. Thank you, Father, that you indeed made man and woman. Lord, thank you that you have not made a mistake when you made us. Thank you, Father, that you've equipped women specially to be that minister in our homes, to be that minister in our churches, to be that minister in our communities. Father, thank you because you make no mistakes. I ask you, Father, that you would bless them today, that you would strengthen them, that they would seek you with their lives. But Lord, us as men, may we not try to lord over them. May we not try to be something that we're not. May we instead be an example, be the leaders in our home to show them and to bless them and to praise them and to lead them. Lord, help us to support them. Help us to be what you have called us to be. Thank you, Lord. I pray now, God, this morning as we sing, may you be glorified. As we give in just a few moments, may we do it for your honor and glory. And as we look at your word, may we be encouraged. May we be convicted. May we be drawn closer to you as we continue to worship you today. We love you and we thank you. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Scott, come on up. Gentlemen, we'll take up the offering when Scott is done this morning.
Hello, good morning. I want to give the Mother's Day version of our missions report today. We support a ministry right in Dillsboro called Life Challenge Western North Carolina. And so I just want to give Christy's story in their latest newsletter. So Christy That's her coming up right there. That's right from the newsletter. So she's been battling addiction and running from God most of her adult life. And she says, "My whole world was in chaos and I had lost everything. My home, my children, my family, my freedom, and myself. After being in and out of jail and overdosing this last time, I knew something had to change." And that's when she went to Life Challenge. So Life Challenge is a residential and referral-based ministry. So they help out, get women. If they go there, they're going to either refer them, get them to the right places, and or help them being residents right there and teaching them about Jesus. And I'll continue with what she says about that. So she's been sober over a year now, and she has just recently graduated the program in March. "Because of this ministry and Jesus, the relationships with my children are being restored." Yay. There you go, Mother's Day. "And I'm becoming the woman and mother that God has me to be. I now have a wonderful relationship with my mother and have reconciled with my father after over a decade. I have my family back, which I consider a miracle. I'm excited to graduate and actually live life, to have a job, and we'll be going back to school and back to work. But most importantly, to be a mother to my children. I'm so thankful for all the amazing staff and volunteers that have taught me so much about Jesus and to have a relationship with him, as well as for the amazing women I've had the privilege to be with through the program." And then she goes on to say, "I can't wait to volunteer again or volunteer with them and you know, give back to the program." And at the end of their newsletter, they say how we can be involved. They want us to advocate. And so they have asked, and you can on your own, ask for pamphlets put in your business, or if you all have connections or know someone that needs a program like this, they're wanting to help more people. They're equipped to help more. They've just gotten lots of updates in their building and their staff, and they're ready. Their heart is, there's too many women that are addicted. Let's solve the problem. So I'm going to order some of those brochures, and I'll have them. I'm going to be putting up in my business as an example, but to help. And then if you all want to do it, please let me know or ask for your own. So we're going to pray for them, and they always have needs. They've listed needs of white twin sheets, white washcloths, laundry detergent, feminine products. So they're always in need of that, just like we all are. So if you want to give, just let me know, or just give right to them at Life Challenge, Western North Carolina. And they've been here a number of times. If you've been here for a while, they've come and sang, and they've come and give their testimony. We have them here frequently through the years. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for Christy and all the women there. Lord, we thank you for the story of Christy. We have a part in that, and we're so grateful that we can and that we do that here. And we pray for her to continue in the success of her family through Jesus. And we pray for the other women and others who need that they can be connected with Life Challenge. And let us continue to be a part and to give. And thank you that you've blessed that ministry so much over the years. So we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, but gentlemen, come on up and we'll take up our offering this morning. Like, I want to echo what Scott said. When we give to missions, when we do that, we're supporting that ministry. And we're helping them to have an influence on ladies' lives. So praise God for that this morning. Amen. All right. Brother Jerry, would you please pray for the offering, sir?
Almighty God,
amen.
do there. 345, we'll just sing the verse or so of that song you're playing. 345 in the Song of Faith, if you'll stand.
Everybody will stand. Help us out here. Everybody standing. We're going to sing this song, I Am Blessed. And this morning, I know all of y'all had a great mom. I'm going to say I was blessed with the best mom. And my son can say that too. So,
wherever he's at, he was blessed with the best mom also.
So, singing together now. I am blessed. We're going to sing it, start on the chorus. We're going to start on the chorus. I am blessed. We'll try. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Up in the morning till I lay my head at rest. I am blessed. I am blessed. Through the sunshine and rain, even sorrow and pain, Jesus is. is still my comfort and guide. And His love comforts me, and His grace has set me free, and someday I shall stand by His side. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. Y'all fellowship, the choir's gonna come on down. Children can be dismissed to children's church. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am going to sing a little bit of When We All Get to Heaven, number 393 in the church hymnal. 393 in the church hymnal, When We All Get to Heaven. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Thank you. May be seated.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing for you. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. Every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not much, nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got one response. I've got just one more. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not much, nothing else fit for a king, except for our hearts singing hallelujah, hallelujah. So come on, my soul, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Get up and praise Him. Come on. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song. You got a lion inside of your lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I throw up my hands to praise you again and again. All that I have is a hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know it's not much, nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Gracie, for serving the Lord this morning, honoring Him today. Now, on Mother's Day, usually the pastor has to get up and be sweet and say all kinds of nice things about mamas. Well, that ain't going to happen this morning. Amen. No, I'm not going to be mean. As I began to pray and say, okay, God, what direction do I need to go? He directed me to not an unusual passage of Scripture, but a passage of Scripture that you probably not heard preached on any Mother's Day, any ever time. So, Exodus chapter number 1 this morning. Exodus chapter number 1. Brightness, glitter, and God glorified. Brightness, glitter, and God glorified. Exodus chapter number 1, we're going to start there. I'm going to read through, and then we're going to come back and make some comments and some applications to our lives. Exodus chapter number 1, starting in verse number 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren in all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and they increased abundantly, and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we are. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it came to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, and made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name is the one Shiphrah and the other Puah. And he said, When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men's children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, Why have you done this thing and have saved the men's children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, and this is what he said, Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. May we now take your word and apply it to our lives. I ask you be honored and glorified. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brightness, glitter, and the God glorified. Now you say, now where in the world do you get brightness, glitter, and God glorified? Well, number one, brightness is the name that's interpreted as Shipra in verse number 15. Shipra's name means brightness. In verse number 15, Pua means glitter. And then God glorified is Jochebed, which is Moses' mother. And we'll get to that in just a second. But I want you to give the first point for me this morning. Show that, if you would, fellows up there. Number one, they obeyed God rather than men and left the results to God. See, the Egyptians were very concerned that the Hebrews were going to get outnumber them. And that if Egypt was ever attacked, they were going to get the Israelites to gang up against the Egyptians and take over Egypt. And so the Pharaoh came up with a brilliant idea. And this is an idea that's been forever. Let's kill the children. Let's kill the men. So anytime a child is about to be born to a Hebrew woman that's a male, kill the males. They recognize that without men, you can't have children. Now, that's pretty wicked, isn't it? So he tells the two lead midwives, Glitter and Brilliant, I want you to make sure that anytime a woman's about to have a baby, that you get to her house, and as soon as she starts to have this child, if it's a boy, kill it. Do not let it survive. But if it's a woman, let the woman or let the child that's a girl live. Doesn't it kind of sound like what's going on in this world right now? Selective birthing. If the child is useful, we'll go ahead and let the child be born. But if the child's not useful, you might as well go ahead and kill it. But here's the example that, or here's what the point I want to make this morning. These two women, they obeyed God rather than men. My question for you this morning is this. Would you rather obey God or would you rather obey men? We say, now wait a minute, Brother Brian. What about if God's word tells us to do something, but man's laws say this? What do you choose? Well, as a Christian, you choose what God says to do over what man says to do. Let me give you some biblical examples. Go to Daniel chapter number 3. Daniel chapter, we're going to come back to Exodus in just a second. Daniel chapter number 3. Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and then you'll find Daniel. Daniel chapter number 3. The fiery furnace. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were told not to worship any other gods but Nebuchadnezzar. When the image was lifted up, everybody was supposed to bow down when the music began to play. And Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said,
we're not going to do it. Because we've been taught that any time you worship and bow down to something, it should only be to God. Even though everybody else was bowing down, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow. They made a definitive statement. Look at verse number 16. So the music began to play. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they answered, and they said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful, we're not ashamed, we're not worried to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, being known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow. I don't care what your law says. I don't care what threats you make to us. You can put us in jail. You can burn us in the fiery furnace. We know our God will deliver us. Brothers and sisters, how about you this morning? When the law says this, but God's word says this, which will you choose? Well, if I follow God's word instead of man's law, then I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to lose my this, or I'm going to lose my that. Brothers and sisters, do you not think that God is more than capable of taking care of you by obeying and trusting him? They obeyed God rather than man. The king said, bow down, or I'm going to burn you. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego said, we ain't bowing. So we know the story. For sure enough, when the music played, the king said, I'm going to give you one more chance. And they played the music. And what did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do? They stood. Said, we ain't playing this game. So what did the king do? He threw them in the fire. Right in the middle of it. So what happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? As they were in that fire, the king looked and he saw a fourth figure in the fire. Now you say, oh, come on, Brother Brian. That's just fanciful tales. That's just a made-up story that was written to keep boys and girls good in Sunday school. Absolutely not. I believe it happened. How many of you believe that really happened? But you say, Brother Brian, that's back in Old Testament times. That's not applicable now. Do you think God loves Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego more than he loves you? Do you think they were more important than you are? Absolutely not. So when the king told Brightness and Glitter, when he told them, you kill those babies, what did Brightness and Glitter do? Here's what I imagine in my mind. That when they heard a child was being born, they took their time getting to the house. And when they got to the place where the baby was being born, and they saw that the baby was a male, they just kind of turned their backs and left. When the baby was a female, they rejoiced with the family and reported that. Now when the king heard this, when King Pharaoh heard this, it says that he got mad. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 1. Let's look at the conversation that he has, because it's kind of humorous. Verse number 17. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but they saved the men's children alive. Verse 18. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives. And here's what he asked them. Why have you done this and have saved the men's child alive? What are you doing? Why aren't you doing what I told you to do? The midwives said unto Pharaoh. Now listen, look at the wording here. Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. Huh? They are lively. They are lively. So in other words, they have their babies quick. And as soon as they get ready to give birth, boom, they have the baby and they leave. What are they saying about the Egyptian women? Kind of slovenly and slow and, oh, I'm having a baby. The midwives are saying, hey, when the Hebrew women go into labor, boom, the baby's born and they're out of there. And by the time we get there, they're gone. Brothers and sisters, if God says to do something opposite of what the world says, you go by what God says and let Him deal with all the issues. Trust the Lord. You say, Brother Brian, now come on, you don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know my issues of life. You don't know the situations that I'm dealing with, because if it gets to the point where I got to follow God instead of following man, I'm going to pay a heavy price. Well, let me ask you a question. What good is it if you gain the whole world yet lose your soul? What good is it if you get the world's acclaim yet you lose your children? What good is it if you become famous and rich, but you lose your credibility and your reputation and you lose your stance for the Lord? What good is it? It means absolutely nothing in the eyes of God. Now I'm going to ask you a silly question. I want you to consider the silly question. Don't raise your hands. But how many of you came into the world with nothing? How many of you are going to leave this world with nothing? Brothers and sisters, when I die, I'll leave the same way I came in, but it's only what I've done for the Lord that's going to matter. I don't live my life just for me. I'm not a perfect man. None of us are perfect whatsoever, but I want you to understand something. God didn't save us just to sit and soak and sour. He saved us to bring Him honor and glory and to affect other people's lives. One day when I do stand before the Lord, I want to be able to say, thank you what you did for me. And I want to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I look forward to meeting Brilliant and Glitter. I look forward to talking to them and asking them, how hard was that to disobey the Pharaoh? Because I imagine it wasn't an easy decision. But they did. They honored God instead. Look at number two. Have a difficulty with that up there? They did what they knew to do, and they went on living. Look what it says in the next verse. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. So what did they do? They just continued to do what they weren't intimidated. They didn't care what Pharaoh told them. They had no desire to obey him. So what did they do? They just knew what was right. And they went on living. May I encourage you this morning? You do what is right. I don't care what everybody else does. I don't care what your neighbor does or what does. You just do what's right. And you just keep living for the Lord the best you know how. You continue to affect people's lives. You continue to grow in the grace of the Lord. You continue to obey the Lord and just do what's right. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you be the best husband or the best mama or the best wife or the best whatever. You be what God's called you to be and just do right. Brothers and sisters, we've been called with a higher calling to serve the Lord. But here's the problem. A lot of us compare ourselves to other people. Well, I'm not as smart as other people, or I'm not as this as other people, and I can't get up. It doesn't matter what you can do, in effect, is comparing to everybody else. You just be what God's called you to be. Stop comparing yourself. I can't jump near as high as my boys can. I'm admitting it in public, JT. I can't jump as high as you can. He's been so desperate to play me one-on-one basketball because he can dunk now. It's right. It's a hard day to admit that your 15-year-old son can beat you in basketball. Amen, Travis? But see, the thing is, I don't have to beat him in basketball. I just had to foul him hard one time and I win. Brothers and sisters, don't compare yourself to anybody else. You just be what God intends you to be. You do know what to do and go on living. Because look at me for a minute. Mamas, there's someone who needs you. Ladies, there's someone who you are important to. Daddies, men, there's someone that you're the whole world to. And you affect people all the time. Just keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Don't stop. Even though you may not get the accolades, and even though you may not get the pats on the back, you just keep doing what God's called you to do. Because there's nobody like you. But God has blessed you. And you keep on keeping on. Amen? Amen. Number three. God always blesses our trust in Him. Look at the next verse. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that He made them houses. Now you say, "Oh, that's pretty neat. God created a house for them." That's not what it's talking about. It's got nothing to do with a building. God allowed these women to become part of the Hebrew nation. These two women weren't Hebrews. These two women were Egyptians. And God blessed them and married them into the Hebrew nation. They became part of the Jews. God blessed them. He made them houses, families in the Hebrew nation, which was a big deal. See, we may think, well, I'm doing all these things and I'm honoring God, but just what's going to come out of it? Well, you know what came out of it? There's a particular man-child that was saved. Anybody know what the man-child's name that was particularly saved from this? Moses. And his mama, Jochebed, we learn about her later on, his mama Jochebed played an important role in this also. And I want to show you real quick where they are. Look at chapter number 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi, and her name was Jochebed. And the woman conceived, and she bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Can you imagine how hard that was? With the Egyptian soldiers marching up and down through the villages, trying to keep him quiet. For 3 months she kept him quiet. And when she could no longer hide him, she took him an ark. She made a little ark, a little boat, out of bulrushes. And she daubed it with slime and with pitch. And she put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags in the river, by the river's brink. She knew that she couldn't do anything because of that child was going to be found out that it was a brand new baby and he was going to be killed. So she took that child, she put him in a little boat, and she put him in the river. Now you say, well, what's the big deal? Well, mamas, how many of you could really take your child at 3 months old and put him in a river and let him go? Whew, that'd be a tough thing to do. How many of you mamas are afraid of letting your children leave the house sometimes? But you know what? Here's what Jochebed knew. Number one, that child belonged to God. And when somebody belongs to God, it's up to God to keep them safe. And I say, oh, come on, Brother Brian, you really expect me to release my child to God like that? That's hard to do. Every time my children leave the house, Melissa and I are praying for them. Please, God, protect them. Please, God, direct them. Please, God, use them. It was kind of silly when they were growing up. We said, we're going to lock them in a box until they're about 25 and then release them into the world. No, those of you mamas, Lee, I know you're part of this. When they left out of that house and headed to college, it was a hard day. But now look, they're home. They get to, your food bill's getting ready to go straight out of the roof again. Moms and dads, your children belong to the Lord. Trust them. Trust the Lord in this. Trust Him. Because God knows what He's doing. He lets the baby go, or she lets the baby go. But look what it does. She kind of takes a secondary. And his sister stood afar off to wit that she would be done to him. So you kind of find out what's going on. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she, that's Pharaoh's daughter, saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Now, if she was a mean woman, she would have killed the baby right then. Drowned it. But she had compassion. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? So Moses' sister comes running up and says, Oh, I know somebody who can take care of that child for you. Would you like me to go get her? She can nurse that baby for you, because obviously Pharaoh's daughter wasn't able to nurse. And so Moses' sister speaks up and says, hey, I know someone who can nurse for you. Look what Pharaoh's daughter says. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, yes, go get the maid. Go get her. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you wages. I'll pay you to do it. And the woman took the child and nursed it. How incredible it is that God did this. Not only am I going to let you nurse your child, but I don't know what your child. I'm going to pay you to do it. And I'm going to let you raise your child and teach your child. And I'm never even going to know that you're really your child, is what the Pharaoh's daughter was saying. You tell me your God doesn't take care of the little things. What if Jochebed had said, nah, I'm not going to trust God? We don't know what would have happened. But I'm glad Jochebed trusted the Lord. God always blesses our trust in Him. Now look at me, brothers and sisters. I can't explain how He does it. I can't tell you why things happen. But I can tell you this without a doubt in my mind. You trust the Lord and He will meet the needs. You say, Brother Brian, you don't know what I'm going through right now. You don't know my situation. No, I don't. but he does. And if God can take care of little baby Moses by letting him be raised and taken care of by his mama, don't you think God can take your situation and be glorified in it also? Do you think he cares more about brightness and glitter and glory to God than he does about you? No. He knows, he cares, and he wants to get the glory. So let me ask you this morning, are you willing to do things that God tells you to do, even when the world says don't do it? Number two, are you willing to just go ahead and live your life and do what you know is right to do for God's glory? And number three, are you willing to trust God and let Him bless and do what His will is? Mamas, we cannot make it without you. Ladies, you are such a blessing to us knotheads. We need you. You just keep being who God's called you to be. How many of you are thankful for mamas? Praise God. Praise God. So let's keep on keeping on for the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Let's all stand together. Now you say, Brother Brian, but what about... You just do right. People will walk with you. If your life is full of turmoil and failure and you think that God doesn't... God cares about you and God wants to help you. God wants to lead you and direct you. And sometimes that means somebody walking alongside you. You're not a failure. You're not a failure. And there's hope. There's hope in Jesus this morning. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed... You may say, Brother Brian, I don't even know who God is. I need to have a relationship with Him and I want to have that. May I ask you to trust Christ this morning? I ask you to place your faith in Him. Ask Jesus Christ to save you. Number two, if you feel like you know Jesus is your Savior, but you feel like you failed, you feel like you're a miserable mama or daddy or whatever the situation is, may I tell you, you're not a failure. There's hope. There's hope and renewal in Jesus Christ. Whatever the need is this morning, we're here for you. Don't give up. Just do the right thing that you know to do. Let God work in your heart today. Heavenly Father, you know the needs. God, you know what's going on in our lives this morning. I'm asking you, God, that you would bless. I know there's somebody in this room probably that feels like a failure. Maybe they're on their last leg and they wonder what tomorrow holds. May you encourage them this morning. May they realize and understand that you love them and you want to walk with them and you have called them your child. Please, God, help them this morning. For that one that doesn't know where to turn, maybe doesn't know you as their Savior, may today be the day of salvation for them. May they trust Christ as their Savior today. Lord, speak to us. We love you and we thank you that you love us. In Christ's name we pray. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I'm just going to ask you to respond as the Lord leads you. Prayer, dedication, whatever God's leading you to do, I invite you to do it right now. Won't you come?